you're burdened with prioritizing what you defend, getting up and down not only the narrow roads, but primarily should all your efforts be here versus the larger subdivisions and the, you know, the urban interface. So I just wanted to clarify that. I'm going to take for the just the comments from Supervisor Dillon that perhaps some counties, I don't know if this is true, have met all the criteria that you've established or are concerned about in their county plans to address what is really an important prevention strategy, not only for impacts to the general fund, but loss of property value, which affects counties and local governments, let alone resource issues and destruction of that. So do we have a sense that it's some counties that have done less in regards to addressing fire prevention strategies and smart growth strategies, whether it's floods or fire protection, in minimizing the risk to people and their property?
Yeah. Madam Chair, thank you for the question. It's one that comes up frequently, and there's not a simple yes or no answer for each county. We need a statewide benchmark. We need minimum standards that every county, working with its own terrain and, you know, water situation, can respond to. And we have attempted to reduce costs in the prior version and in this bill by allowing the general plan update to happen, you know, at the next
cycle
and periodically thereafter. Different counties do it different ways,
right.
And I don't differ with. I don't doubt Supervisor Dillon's statements that NAPA is doing a good job of fire prevention planning in its backcountry development. And I do wonder, she said due to the expense of water and sewer, you know, most development's taking place in the city. San Diego County has great fire standards, but we have no fire department in the backcountry. We have we have districts, we have mutual aid, we have very highly funded backcountry districts in some areas.
We became very aware of that.
Yes.
And it was at 2003 and 7 or whenever
and,
that
and
was.
Volunteer yeah. companies who do a good job in other areas. So we need to take, I'm bringing a bill before the state legislature because California needs to have a fire plan that covers every county. And we need the local participants. I know the counties don't want to do it. I know the rural counties don't want to do it. But the fire chiefs, the firefighters, and other organizations understand how critical this is. You know, you can have very good fire planning, but not enough fire suppression capacity. You can have great fire suppression capacity, but you're still allowing, in some cases, the ranchette type of developments, mm-hmm. which are, as you point out, so expensive to defend in a wildfire situation. You might have a home that's 15 or 20 miles out that is demanding fire trucks, air support, and of course firefighters to be on the line. Maybe that's a good decision, but I think we should require some thoughtful process for before that's okayed, and this bill will go in that direction.
Yeah, it's always such an interesting discussion living up in the Santa Monica Mountains. We're sort of faced with that, although we have a consolidated fire district which works cooperatively together, and there's no such thing as rural fire departments.
In Los Angeles?
Yes.
And Ventura, fantastic fire.
That's my areas of the,
right.
of the world, but we still have those suggestions of people who have property rights and deciding if they can build, and if they can't build and they have the zoning for building, the legal discussion that ensues because of that. And so much of our area is now in conservation easements or state conservancy or state parks or national parks. And so as your bill moves forward, taking into account sort of those interfaces and how they deal with urban versus wildlands and protection of resources and roads. I don't think, looking at Senator Woke or Senator Keough, done a lot with state parks and roads and infrastructure going through public protected open space, how these requirements address those kinds of issues, because LA sort of perhaps, because it's such a heavily urbanized area with this amazing open space called the Santa Monica Mountains in the middle, how we address all those issues of fire prevention, which absolutely critical and a lot more cost-effective than waiting until after the suppression, loss of lives, property, and the real costs that go with that, and insurance costs that affect all of us. When there's a big fire, it doesn't just affect your home, it affects everyone's rate. So there's a balancing kind of, the rural counties have different issues, urban counties.
Yes.
And we have this constant sort of struggle with protected open space owned by public agencies or homeowners associations, and the requirement for protection of resources or trails, obviously not wanting roads going through areas that are now in public protected open space. So it's a challenge, and we're sort of out in the front lines of that exploding population and having this amazing resource in the middle of it. But
very challenging.
But, very aggressive open space clearance, 200-foot clearance mandated by June. Any of us who abut open space, like my home, and if not, the fire department puts a lien on your property, they will clear it. I mean, very aggressive measures. We have a control burns that we've allowed through national parkland all around us. Mm-hmm. So to minimize those wildfire incidents, and you're right, looking at a characteristics under climate change, we're going to see longer periods of drought. Fires are seasons that are no longer just in the fall, but can be year-round, and accelerated and dramatic periods of time where temperatures are higher than normal and conditions are windier than normal. We're seeing that kind of pattern, with the exception of last year, but over the last 20 years. So I appreciate your work on this, and 58 counties, so good luck. Good luck in that effort, because that's going to be a challenge, but so important, because we can't just keep on doing what we're doing with the growing population and creating threats to life and property. So I will be supporting this motion today, and there was a motion by Senator Woke. Close, Senator Keough.
Both Senator Woke's comments and the chairman's comments, I'll take that as my close, and I'll ask for your aye vote, because I see members are anxious to move on.
Okay. Good call.
The motion is due pass to Governance and Finance. Senators Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. LaMalfa? Canella? Evans? Fuller? Keough?
Aye.
Keough, aye. Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Simidian? Woke?
Aye. And Woke, you'll continue to work with RCRC and the counties.
Thank you.
You have four votes. It is on call, so we need to get some members here.
Thank you.
Senator Simidian's the only one waiting for him. He's up to 10 minutes.
Can we get Simidian?
Yeah, he voted.
Yeah.
I have Padilla. And
We Simidian's need Senator Simidian.
Yes.
Ms. Keough.
Hopefully he's on his way.
Senator Evans is out of town, so don't bother trying to find her.
Thanks, Chris.
Smart.
We're going to reopen the roll and lift the call on three items, and if there, and here's Senator Semidion, just, yes, perfectly timing.
You can do all of them, Madam Chair. That one has...
Okay. Going right through here, file item one, Senate Bill 1107, Senator Berryhill on voluntary donations. The vote is 7-0. Chair voting aye, Vice Chair aye. Roll call.
Senators Evans, Senator Semidion.
Aye.
Semidion, aye.
8-0. File item two, this is Senator Keough's bill, Senate Bill 1169, NCCPs, that's a planning instrument. The vote is 5-0. It was a due pass. Chair voting aye. Vice Chair not voting yet.
Senators LaMalfa. Evans, Fuller.
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Semidion.
Aye.
Semidion, aye.
It passed 7-0. Roll's closed on that item. File item three, Senate Bill 1241 by Senator Keough, relating to land use and fire safety.
Senators LaMalfa?
No.
LaMalfa, no. Canilla?
No.
Canilla, no. Evans, Fuller. Semidion.
Aye.
Semidion, aye.
It passes 5-0. It's a due pass. 5-2, excuse me. Due pass to governance and finance on a 5-2 vote. Item number four, Senate Bill 13.
That's out.
That is out. 8-0. File item five, Resolution 17 by Senator Corbett relating to San Francisco Bay. The vote is 4-0. Chair aye, Vice Chair not voting.
Senators LaMalfa, Canilla, Evans, Fuller. Fuller, no. Semidion. Semidion, aye.
The vote is 5-0.
5-1, I apologize.
5-1, excuse me. 5-1, two not voting. That measure is out. Thank you very much, members. Have a nice week off, and it'll get very busy after we return.